The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Thanks for having me.
I think what hit me most is the idea that the poor have not only been accepted, but expected, that it's a part of our national DNA. That's the argument you're making?
Well, I think one of the things we forget is that for half of our history, we were an agrarian nation. So white trash really comes out of notions of rural poverty.
So now I, the Peloton guy is like, hey, dude, what's up? This is Peloton. Are you going to be there?
Peloton, yeah.
Like, oh, cool, man. Nice. I thought it was they're not supposed to come until 10. The window's 10 to 12. He's like, I'm like 20 minutes away, bro. It's like,
sick. Dude, that's very exciting.
The delivery guy window routine is the one thing in society we haven't quite cracked yet.
Yeah.
That is the only problem we have right now.
It's probably the biggest problem we have. They either show up 4 hours early or 3 hours late.
Or three days late. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like
that's true.
The one thing we've got to streamline, and then everything should be working great.
Yeah. And I think for some reason, cable in particular is like the worst culprit. Like cable is like, hey, we're going to be there between 8 and like, we're going to be there between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. on Tuesday. Are you going to be around? Be like, first of all, that's a 12-hour time period. And second of all, like, yeah, I don't have a choice. And then they show up at like 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, and they're like, especially if you live in an apartment too, like not with outside places, but even like security people, they'll be, maintenance people, they'll be like, yeah, this is an 18-hour window. Can we just let ourselves into your place? And you're like, no.
That's a no-knock warrant, if you ask me. That's all
that
is. One
time that happened, and like we came back after work, and my roommate's bathroom was like flooded with like muddy footprints all over.
Amazing.
We're like,
all your best jewelry was gone.
All our valuables and social security cards were gone. It was weird.
I love it. Anyway, I know I want to really quickly say that this is Did You Reddit, a weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
My Friday.
It's Your Dad, the new Peloton owner and famous Redditor.
I mean, I know it's like. Cool to be supportive these days and everything, but you along with all of my other friends have just become a douche and Peloton now.
Well, and I'm between Peloton and Traeger, I'm like embracing all of the like middle-aged high-tech things that I feel like I'm just like I'm like in it. I mean, I fucking made the craziest ribs this week on a Traeger, and I'm like totally get it. I get it now.
Dude, so, what were they
oh,
like?
Oh man, I gotta get one of those. Looks
baby
awesome.
They were basically Traeger has a series of recipes. It was about 4 hour smoked ribs.
Four hours.
Oof, it was you guys all should get them, man.
Hey, let me ask you real quick.
Me and Joe Rogan are Traeger fans.
Can you just cook quickly on that thing, like a steak, like 20, 30 minute kind of a cook? Is that pretty easy?
Yeah, but and it happens with pellets. So you do it with wood pellets, and it's a game changer, man. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm so happy.
Get a Traeger.
Wow.
Get a Peloton, and you know,
go keto and just call it a day.
Yeah.
Go keto. Max out your credit cards and don't pay them off.
No,
that is how you do it.
That's the secret. Because guess
Nobody
what? One day I'm gonna die, and then what are they gonna
exactly.
do?
They're gonna pass them on to your kids, and they're gonna be like, "But she didn't have kids." Be like, "Well, who does she?" Be like, "She did a podcast. Give the debt to the other two podcasters who did it with."
Maybe we have to send that debt over, that gap debt over to those two other guys that she did that podcast with. Sorry. You guys are going to be paying off my...
Are we co-signing your Gap credit card debt?
Yes. You're going to be paying off my pre-ripped boyfriend jeans and shit for like the rest of your life. Love it.
Be like, how in the world did this woman accrue $30,000 in Gap credit card debt? You'd be like, well, she bought ripped boyfriend jeans once and then interest never over time.
She literally paid the minimum on them every month and then just fucking destroyed her life. It was amazing.
Hey, dog. Lately, Gap's been hitting me super hard with ads, like online deals. And their ads are crazy, like 60% off. 99% off. And I'm like, well, you know what? That seems like a good deal.
Yeah.
And so I've discovered their men's underwear and I think their women's underwear, like the breathable like fabric is, it is like the greatest underwear and it's 70% off. They're like $6. And so I'm telling you, all you dudes out there. So I just bought a bunch of pairs of underwear online.
That's a good tip because you're right. Gap does cheap, have good underwear.
And they were great. But now I'm sucked into their world and they keep bombarding me.
Yeah.
And I bought a couple things. I bought like a $15 pair of pants because they were like 80% off. Cheap. I need pants.
Yeah, exactly. They're cheap.
We have become extreme corporate shills and I have absolutely.
Dude, we work for the Gap now, guys.
I work for the Gap.
Yeah. And you can't be a Gap employee and not take pride in what you do, you know?
God damn it. This podcast has really sold out. Dude. Yeah. We used to be so.
I've been trying to sell out for years, and we haven't been able to. And now finally we can.
I've been trying to get corporate molested or sell out for years. Okay. Yeah. One of the two things. I need a little bit
both,
of that.
Friend. You and me both.
Yeah.
Love it. Well, anyway, so we're actually not here to talk about the Gap today. We are kind of, but so we wanted to do, as we had mentioned on a previous episode, we wanted to do a second Change My View because we left with a homework assignment for each of us, which was to post a Change My View. And like most homework assignments, I think two-thirds of the group did it. One person did it with flying colors. One person like literally at the deadline goes, oh shit, dude. Can I like just borrow? Like, do you have the spelling words? I don't remember. I lost my form.
Can I get an extension?
Straight up didn't do it. So, which is like a, what we like to try to do is we like to try to be a microcosm of society at large. So we did our job. Yeah. And so
I saw it as you, as like an authoritarian dictator just told us what was going on. And then I was like, wait, was this something supposed to happen?
I mean, this is
totally tuned out any direction or
oh my god
rule setting.
We learned so though.
This, I feel like this is your career at ASU. This is what you did at
I need
ASU.
Like a specific. Someone needs to talk to me. And be like, this is what's going on. I'm like, what? Because otherwise, I'm
a tutor for this.
Gotta just assume I'm never listening to most people all of the time.
That's totally cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking about bigger things like Facebook too. Facebook too.
But all someone right. walked away
Facebook
from
Facebook too, like the sequel?
Yeah. Facebook
too. Did you come up with a second Facebook?
Yeah. No bugs. No glitches.
I think you're going to get like a scholarship, dad, after your assignment.
Yeah. Dad crushed
it. I just got into the Harvard Business School of Reddit.
Yeah.
Basically. Exactly. So anyway, so what we're saying is we're going to do a second Change My View. We're going to go over a little bit of what I want to maybe talk more about some of the ones that I think are hot and heavy there because they are interesting. They prod some very fascinating questions. We've learned a little bit. I mean, I know that you like broke a law when you tried to post yours yesterday, dog.
Yeah.
Did it go through or did it end up never going through?
It ended up going through and then I got the kindest note back because it was what was it? Like unconventional post Friday. So yeah, they ended up removing it a few minutes later once a mod got to it. So I have a couple that ended up being removed that I'm going to post this week that we can talk about. But really, you were the only one who completed the assignment.
I'm the only one that completed the assignment. And boy, did I. So I posted something this past week that has become my most upvoted, contentious, karma whoring post in the history of my Reddit experience. And I've been just fucking snorting lines of karma ever since. Just fucking ripped on the absolute dopamine rush.
So much so you bought karma. A Peloton
I bought a Peloton. I like literally, I was like, hey, listen, so cool. buddy, I know this is really expensive. I know I don't have a lot of money, but like, I do have a lot of Karma. Do you take Karma? And he goes, what's that? And I go, sold. And then I gave my credit card. And then and he's like, didn't you say you don't have any money? And I was like, well, I have Karma. And he goes, what is that? That's not money. And I go, well, it kind of is money. And then I bought a Peloton.
And so in all seriousness, I think you could make the argument that your success this week in Karma added to just your overall confidence and just like braggadocious attitude to probably tip you over the edge of the Peloton choice versus That's not. Like, true. I bet you're just like, you're right. Fuck it. I'm definitely doing it this week.
Yeah.
I don't know if you would have done it if you didn't. I think they are sort of connected emotionally.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Pelotons are such an intense purchase too that for a long time you're probably waffling and you're like, I'm not good enough for a Peloton. But you know you are.
Yeah, you have proof that you are good enough.
So good job.
I think you're right. So we're gonna go over some of my post and we're gonna go over some of what I've learned about the community by way of this post, which I thought was quite interesting. Because I don't know if it's indicative of the community, of course, but there are certain things I've noticed. I'm just like, oh, fascinating. And then there are certain interactions I've had that I've never really had on Reddit, because Reddit is such an intimidating place for most people, and understandably so. And I'm definitely one of them, where I've had I was going through my Karma to see where else, what my top Karma was since or before this. And all of my top Karma was from making fun of people. I was from roasting people.
Oh yeah.
I used to that was my Karma whoring thing where I would just send a couple roasts and then people would be like, man, sick burn. And then they'd be like, here's 200 shillings. I'd be like, right. Oh yeah, man.
I think your specialty was taking down pimply faced high school kids with awkward shapes.
Well, it's not was. This is still my specialty.
It's
what I do best. I'm going to continue doing it. So anyway, we're going to go over that. So let's start just to bypass our front page review. I don't think we need to do that today because we're going through Second Change My View. If for some reason, by the way, you have a problem with that and you want us to do front page reviews, we're going to continue doing front page reviews, but just for the sake of time and whatever. But hit us up. hi@digitreddit.com, or you can hit us up on our Reddit. Like, subscribe, you know, all that stuff. You know how fucking podcasts work, but it does really help. So you should subscribe, and all that jazz. But anyway, all right. So here is my post. And this is, by the way, so this is a contentious subject in a contentious post, and I'm aware of that. And that was kind of the reason I did it. One of the big things that people say about Change My View is that you have to believe in the thing that you're posting. Right. So I know
that was a problem with me for trying to think of something to post.
Think of anything that you actually believed in.
I don't believe in anything is the problem. Fair. Yeah.
I kind of ran into a similar problem, Freed. I was trying to think of things that I truly believed in myself. And there aren't a whole lot.
I mean, I guess you believe in the gap.
I believe in the gap, and credit. There were a couple we'll get into, but yeah, I ran into a similar issue. But this is such a solid one, and I love that you brought up the point about Reddit being intimidating, because I'm curious to hear your experience after posting this, because Change My View seemed like such a community where, Reddit as a whole can be very intimidating, and if you say your opinion on something, you could get chewed out. But it seems like Change My View is a fairly safe place to start talking about that, and at least in good faith have a discussion. So seemed like a pretty interesting place to start talking about this stuff.
Totally. And I think that was also partially a byproduct of a lot of the way I worded this question or a lot of this point. And I think a lot of the responses, and I was pretty fairly engaged with the people as this was happening. So I posted something. And then once the hits started coming, and then I was like, oh, wow, this is actually moving.
Yeah.
Then I was I started going in and seeing what people are saying. And then I would have my rebuttal, you know what I mean? And it was I wasn't just lurking. There was a certain point where I was this is actually something I still don't understand about Reddit, where I don't know how you can keep up with a viral post. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where at a certain point, I think people were asking me things and I was just like, I don't know if you're asking me, I can't follow it. I don't have time. But so the post that I made And I do believe in this. I think that it's, I think I'm also an interesting test case in the purpose of this sub, because I believe in this, but I believed in it more before I posted it. Mm-hmm. Now, since I've posted it, all of a sudden I have seen a few perspectives that I'm like, oh, interesting. Okay. That changes my view a little bit, right?
Interesting.
Wow. So the view became, the view changed.
Interesting. There were a couple comments on this post of yours too, that actually were like, when I read them, I was like, oh, like I hadn't thought of that either. And it kind of like changed my view.
There you go. And I think that's the beauty in the sub. And I think that's why I want to continue doing this sub, is because I feel like this sub is just, it presents a really interesting point. So anyway, so my post, obviously I'm from Appalachia. So this is, my post was, change my view. The term white trash, in quotes, is under discussed for how truly offensive and derogatory it truly is in woke class culture or class aware culture. And then the description. So part of this is another thing I realized is like, you can't just post to change my view and then not have something that is a continuation of it that explains. I think you have to have at least 500 characters.
Yep.
So in my explanation, so this term is fascinating to me because unlike other extremely offensive racially and class derogatory terms, it actually describes its intentions in the term itself, trash. And having grown up in Appalachia, I feel like I've become increasingly aware over the last few years of the potential damage that the term inflicts on the perception of lower class, often white Appalachian culture. Feels like the casual usage of the term and its clearly defined intention is maybe more damaging to white working class culture than we give it, and diminished some of the very real, very difficult social problems that it implies. It presumes sovereignty over situational hardship and diminishes the institutional issues that need to be dealt with to solve them. Hillary Clinton's deplorable thing a few years back shined a light on the issue, and I think there's an inherent relationship between the implied disposability of the people in the area from the term white trash itself. Yet, I've never really heard a push to reconsider that term, and I don't really understand why. It almost feels too obvious for it to have not happened on the scale it deserves. And then I posted an edit, which I was like, is this how you do an edit? I was like, edit, I just want to say that I appreciate everyone's responses and genuinely insightful conversation and sharing of experiences throughout this whole thread. I love this sub for that reason. And I think this is really a valuable dialogue and conversation about many of the sides of the argument that I haven't genuinely considered. Thank you. Just as a like, hey, I know I'm new here, but like, thanks, right?
Yeah.
So that was my thing. So my, you know, the subtext of that thing is I, you know, growing up in Appalachia, like white trash is just like a term. I don't know what your guys' experience with that term is, but for me, it was just like, it's like not a, it's like saying dork or something. It's like, it's kind of like, it's a completely innocent, doesn't really matter term.
Yeah. But then,
you know, I think about it and I go, wow, that's crazy. Cause you're essentially describing a lot of attributes that have to do with the way someone's financial status predicates mm-hmm. their necessary lifestyle.
Yeah.
So trailer parks, poor teeth, fucking, you know, dress like a hillbilly, their name is Jethro, whatever, like a bad accent, like all these weird things that we associate with being like white trash or hillbilly or whatever, I think are a byproduct of financial state. And so
stupid poor people.
Yeah. What was that?
Stupid poor people can't afford teeth and shit. Idiots.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's kind of what you're saying every time.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Look at this dumbass and his old car. What a piece of shit.
Totally. And I think that's the other thing that's interesting about it is like saying, like, you know, the word trash is in the title, which is just insane because you're saying what those people are supposed to be, which is disposable garbage, right? Mm-hmm. So it's just a really interesting thing. I've just always thought about that.
Yeah, it is a really interesting thing. And like putting white in front of it is so interesting too, because it's like, on the one hand, it's like, it almost implies that like whiteness has an inherent value. And like by saying white trash, you're like, well, you're the white that is garbage, as opposed to the all other white, which is inherently valuable.
This was a big point that was brought up that I had never really thought of it that way. So that's something we can talk about some of those points. And then I can talk about a little bit of some of what I've learned about the Reddit community and the way this is kind of functioned that I was like, oh, fascinating, you know?
Yeah.
So cool. Anyway, Free, what were you going to say?
Oh, and one of your comments might get into this, but like, I think it's kind of a motivator for this group of white people to do better. You know, it's like, right. it's like, hey guys, y'all aren't pulling your white weight. Right. We like to keep a standard of short shorts, pink turtlenecks, popped collars, you know, like classy white stuff. And y'all are, you're not living up to sort of the rule book. And so you're trash. And I think it's a good reminder and a motivator to, you know, maybe step up, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. That's a popular term out there, I'm sure. And, and just be a better white person.
Right.
I don't know.
No,
I don't know about that. So the person who had crickets, the most points.
That was a belief point. I don't know.
Okay, I love that you bring those perspectives here, man, because it brings the discussion hard, and I love it.
You guys are like, what the fuck is he talking about?
I love it. This is basically left, right, and center is what we do on this show. Like it's actually the KCRW show, left, right, and center, where I say something that's in the middle. Dog Boob goes, yeah, but granola and earth and stuff. And then Free Day goes, yeah, but like, what about trucks? Like, that's how all of our conversations go, pretty much.
Everyone's getting truck nuts for Christmas this year for me. Truck.
For my Camry. I've always wanted that.
For my Camry.
That's not a Camry, is an amazing take. Oh. So that was actually, so truck nuts is actually something that came up in this discussion, which was actually really interesting. Yeah, it's crazy. So I got to find the exact term, or the exact where it came up. I don't know how to find. Let me see actually how I can.
Well, it's interesting. Yeah, I was definitely just making a joke, but there's wealthy white trash and then there's poor white trash. And there's classes within the white trash.
Yeah. This is one of those points. Like I very much associate it with like poor people because of where I'm from. So I don't think about it as there's such thing as wealthy white trash people. I only think of the perception of people that live in the country, maybe in a trailer, whatever. Ooh, look at that Peloton. Look at that beautiful Peloton. My girlfriend, by the way, is telling me in our chat right now that the Peloton people are here.
Thrilling.
Neither the time or place.
You're supposed to be here at 11. It's 8:41 a.m. So just a casual hour, 19 minutes early on a Saturday morning.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm going to jump ahead just to this one about the truck because we brought it up.
Yeah.
Because boy got a Peloton.
And right. And so the issue. So this is one of the interesting things that I had thought about this post as I've been going through this. And this was one of the things that I think was one of the byproducts is you introduced. And this is probably, I don't know if this is just my experience, but I imagine this is probably like everybody's experience on this on when you're first thing. You post a thing and then it opens up all these other tertiary side issues that you don't really think about. And then all of a sudden you start the view changing transcends the original question into all these kind of tertiary bits. Right. So the one that this person posted, champion of obscurity. So the issue is that the terminology stems from behavior. For something to be problematic, it typically must be rooted in a falsehood or innate characteristic. For example, if a white person wearing a tank top driving an environmentally damaging truck and a fake ball sack on the back passes you by, how is it not trashy? I don't think acknowledging that certain acts are tacky or unbecoming are beyond criticism, which I was like, yeah, okay, interesting. But you know, there's some conversation starts, and I chimed in on this so I agree, but earlier someone said, this was really interesting. Somebody had said something about a trailer park or living in a trailer where we had never talked about living in a trailer, but they go, yeah, I've spent a lot of time in trailers, like white trash is, you know, when they start kind of talking about that. And I was like, oh, that's really interesting because a trailer is a financial byproduct, which means that your association with trailers and white trash is saying that you associate white trash with poor people, even though you're saying that you don't, but that is part of the problem. Right.
Yeah.
And so this guy, I think, did something similar where my point was, I agree, but earlier someone said something fascinating there instead of the example you use, they essentially just referenced trailers, which is what complicates the issue. What is the environmentally damaging truck you reference? Are you talking about a truck used for hauling lumber and building materials because you're a day laborer? Because in Appalachia, that's often the case. And so the implication that someone that what someone needs for their profession, lifestyle, et cetera, is considered trashy, then there's a really complicated implied issue there.
Yeah.
But those big contracts are the worst, right? So, because that was like my thing, is I was like, oh, it's fascinating that you would use a environmentally damaging truck as a reference for your claim of white trash, yeah, when a lot of people use that as a form of labor and mm-hmm. as a part of the way that they have to financially support themselves. So you're also then implying that there is a caste system,
yeah,
of working people that, yeah, are not as valuable as non-working people.
That's right? Such a good point. Cause like, you don't really identify that's where that comes from, but the fact totally. That you even brought up pickup truck in your head,
exactly.
even pickup trucks with a lift, which that guy goes on to say, no, I'm not talking about pickup trucks. I mean, pickup trucks with lifts, and he added a Confederate flag, but that's after being prompted, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And, it's derivative of the original point, which is a pickup truck, right?
Yeah.
And so it's, you know, it's the same thing we would do with like a Tesla, where it's be like, oh, I hate like West Coast and East Coast elites with their Teslas. We're just like
their Teslas and.
Exactly. And so I thought that was a really interesting point. And I think
guys that wear white pants, like, are probably not doing a lot of manual labor.
Yeah.
Right? Unless they're painting a house. But yeah, it's, right. It's a tool. A truck
yeah.
is a
yeah,
tool.
It's a tool. Exactly.
It's by culture.
And don't you need lifts on your truck if you like work out in like,
If you're chopping trees, which a lot of that part of the world, they're like chopping trees in like unroaded areas with mud.
Yeah.
Yes. More clearance is probably going to be beneficial.
Right.
And so it's like there's a function to it. And then see what happens is after you get back from your hard day at work doing your labor, you hang out in the Walmart parking lot with a bottle of Jack Daniels and your Confederate flag and your noose and your gun. And mm-hmm. that's where people go like, oh, white, those people are racist and white trash, and they drive that truck. But it's the truck totally. Isn't even part of it. It's like the truck was just his tool. He happened yeah. to be in the parking lot with mm-hmm. kind of exactly. the other stuff that makes it bad.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And that trucks was
just
kind of
functional.
Like,
sell a truck online on Craigslist. It'll be sold in 10 minutes. Everybody needs a truck because it's right. It's a tool. It's a working tool, and it's a way to make money. So they're extremely valuable because
you can haul stuff. You can
yeah. load stuff. Haul stuff is a tool. It's a way to make money. It's an asset.
It's totally.
And so I thought that was a really interesting point yeah. that was brought up. And I think that was like, that was a really good example of what I thought, what I love about this subreddit is it started as like, I think the term is underused in this. And then somebody brings that up and I go, oh, wow, your perception is based on, you know, because somebody yeah. else, like I said, somebody else did that about trailers. So the person who I believe I dealted, because I dealted somebody, which I dealted this person for a couple of reasons. One, I was like, I gave her the Delta and mm-hmm. then I was, or gave he or she the Delta, possibly a queen is their name, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of like, we had kind of like gone a little bit back, you know, there was never like any, what's nice about this sub is there's not like hostility. There might be a little bit of like a, you're not seeing this correctly, but it's not a like, fuck you, you retard. Like it's you don't get anything like that.
No,
right?
Change my view. So it's like, if I'm not understanding exactly. your point, it's like,
yeah.
you continue to try to change my view.
Exactly. And so I eventually gave the person a Delta because they just brought up some really interesting points. I'm almost positive this is a person, but anyway, so their point, which also has 764 points. So I think that this seems to be the dominant, the best, you know, from what I can tell, the most highly regarded. Actually, let me actually, there's a way to.
I've got a question for you about this stuff too, for both of you. And it teeters on some, questionable language probably, right. but I feel like white trash would be considered like the lowest rung of white culture. Do all racial cultures, let's just say in America, I mean, it could be anywhere, I guess, have sort of like a bottom of the barrel slur for their own culture? Like in the Asian community, do they have like a derogatory term for other Asians that aren't doing well financially? It kind of gets back to finance and the clothes you wear. It's almost like it's like bullying in a way.
Right.
I have no idea.
I don't know. I would assume they do in some form,
totally.
Like because that's just the way humans are. Like they like to beat the man down. Like even if it's same religion, same race, like whatever. Like people are still gonna separate themselves. Yeah, you know, it's kind of what we're good at.
Yeah, I think that probably exists, but I find it interesting that maybe nobody brought that up out of fear, because I think that that was something I was wondering, but people did bring up something similar. And I think people talked a lot about how calling it white trash is actually offensive to black people and people of another race, because you're essentially saying, which I actually don't agree with this. I think this is not something that would change my view. I actually think it's a, this is like doing a little bit of semantic gymnastics, which I don't think is right here, but people are saying, because you're saying white trash versus trash, you're saying, well, at least you're not black. So you're saying the black person is below white trash. Wow. And I go,
I don't think
No. That's not, I think that white trash is the term now.
Yeah. That's a specific breed of
specific thing. Yeah. And not a like,
but I'm saying, is there a black called everybody trash?
And then you said there's black trash, there's
William Brown trash. But there isn't, whatever, but black trash is not a term, but is there a term in the black community for whatever they would call, you know, like what we call white trash? Does it exist in
I don't know.
Other cultures? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm curious, and I bet all kind of cultural cliques have a hierarchy that's based on slang that they've created. Totally.
And so this
I'd like to know those words so I can start flinging them around, is what I'm saying.
Well, you gotta know how to describe people in the most offensive way you can. Like, that's kind of it's one of my like most important values.
Or else, what the hell are we doing on this podcast?
You can't play dirty in a fight unless you know that.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta be able to call somebody by their like ethnic or ethnically offensive terminology.
What's crazy is that might be the reason you don't get murdered in a, if you're like out of your in the wrong neighborhood, you like start using some local slurs and people are like, wow, this guy really gets us. Come on in and have like, some dinner.
Ah, look at that paquito. Am I right? And people go, yeah,
he's a paquito, dude.
This guy's great. Bring him over, right?
You want a popsicle? Sure. Let's go.
Yeah.
I heard this guy using the term dinkus out there. Set another plate at the table.
Are you interested in marrying my daughter? I mean, maybe, possibly.
Yeah, I would if it wasn't. She wasn't such a dongle. I'd be like, oh, you know exactly
this
what
guy.
Our
gets up. Up.
This guy's nonstop. We
weird, weird. Anyway, all right. So this is the most awarded, or at least the highest karmaed post in my whole conversation, which I followed up with another highest karma post. So, so from possibly a queen, which I believe, like I said, I delted. So I agree with you that the term is classist and derogatory, but where do you see people using the term? I went to a Christian high school and college, so I have plenty of conservative friends. I'm also quite left-wing in my own views, and many of my close friends reflect that. Was that you said Catholic thing? I can't remember a single time I've heard a self-described woke person use the term white trash. I've almost exclusively heard it coming from more conservative friends who are openly anti-PC. These are the same friends who will randomly drop the R word in a conversation, say the N word because they're half quoting Chris Rock, or will generally use non-PC language. It's also frequently referring to themselves or someone they are friends with. I think part of the reason any specific term becomes an important word we need to consider is because the group you are referencing decides they no longer want to hear that word used towards them, which is a big point here, which is like if people that are white, that one would call white trash, poor people, go, that's offensive, don't say that. Mm-hmm. That is where it becomes truly offensive. But because they don't do that, it is not. And I actually have a counter argument to that. However, I do believe what this person is saying is accurate. So anyway, so lower income white community or white Americans from rural areas skew conservative. They're more likely to be against making language more PC. They may also be less likely to be on certain parts of the internet where terms like this are debated. So like here, I don't think black people, the LGBTQIA community or any other outside group is going to take up the phrase white trash as their cause. It's not their issue. They've got other stuff going on that already needs a lot of work. I do think that people are on the woke end of the wokeness scale have generally stopped using the term white trash. However, until the people who white trash refers to decide they don't like the word, it probably won't be a word that's debated over, which I agree. I think that totally, totally makes sense. And I think that I wouldn't say that changed my view, but that made me go, so this is one of the big epiphanies about the subreddit is like there became a lot of semantic gymnastics where it was like people, I would like that did change my view in the sense that
think about it's like before.
Yeah. Well, it's also like me saying under discussed in the description.
Yeah.
That changed my view in the sense that like, oh yeah, well, I guess you're right. It isn't under the
right. It's almost like a nasty evil genie who like tries to look for any little thing you say in your wish to like fuck over your wish. They're like,
exactly.
Well, you use the word overused in the woke culture.
Exactly. And so that was actually something here where I was like, oh, it's interesting because I'm seeing a lot of people doing that. And you know, it did change my view a little bit in the sense that like again, it's like I agree with that now. I go, oh yeah, well, it can't be taken up. Like the only way that it's going to be really talked about in that context is people in that context need to bring it up. Right. So like myself, I'm not white trash. I wasn't raised that way, but I was raised in a white trash area. So now I go, hey man, this isn't fair. Right. Yeah. And then if I go, I'm doing a whole thing about like anti-white trash conversation and then it becomes a part of the conversation. Right.
Right.
So how do we, the better than the rests, how do we talk down on people who are, let's just say, smoking and drinking while pregnant, getting tattoos on their dicks, doing things publicly that might be considered, I know you're never supposed to cast judgment.
I know what you're saying.
It's I know you're never supposed question, to cast judgment. I know what you're saying. But there are some things that happen in society where you're like, that's not good for the community, maybe, or something.
Yeah, they're called paquitos, dude. We can talk about this.
But I guess the bigger question is like, is there room in society for societal judgment? And then obviously, like, it can get way out of control and dangerous. But do we need some standard just to keep the fucking the fabric together, you know? And you see like the wheels coming off the bus on within politics, etc. But like, how do you keep even like your, you know, if everyone's like lighting fireworks off and like burning dogs in their front yard, is it okay to be like, I can't judge, no judgment?
Well,
like at what point is there judgment? I mean,
this is a big, so Cam Pickup 88, shout out Mrs. Cam Pickup. I don't know anything about you. They said, maybe we can just call him human trash, which is true. So this is another thing that came up a lot on this. Well, it's like human garbage. I mean, there's a lot of terms like that. But there were, you know, a lot of people got caught up on the whiteness of the term. And I was almost like, I understand why, because it's obvious, it's a huge lightning rod. But I was also like, that for me isn't the point of me posting that. The point of me posting that is the fact that we're saying these people are trash no matter what. And I think that, you know, calling someone human trash is also very interesting because, you know, you can say, the Saskatchewan guy. I love our Saskatchewan guy. He's been with us since the beginning, and he'll be with us till the end.
I can't believe the guy from Saskatchewan was able to spell Saskatchewan. Good on you, man. Nice
stuff. He posted it multiple times. It's like lasagna. Every time I type lasagna, which is many times a day, I never get it right. But anyway,
or bologna.
Bologna.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that is so. The whiteness, I think, was an interesting talking point because for me, I was like, calling somebody trash is a tough thing to have inherited, right?
Yes.
And you know, I think so. You brought up another interesting point, Fried, which is like, it is behavioral. So you would see early in the comments, people would be like, I consider Donald Trump white trash, and then people would be like, yeah, I understand that he's trash. But no one's going to call him white trash.
He's not white trash.
That's not what a white
trash is. He's got a gold toilet. Right. Yeah. Like,
totally.
To draw a cartoon of white trash, you're not going to draw Donald Trump.
Exactly. And like, so that is ultimately my point with this post. That's what I find interesting about this is like the cartoon is, yes, there are behavioral aspects of that cartoon. But when you're drawing that cartoon, you're not just drawing a dude who's like wearing a normal shirt, has cleanly cut, cleanly shaven, lighting a dog on fire. That's not what you do. You draw up somebody in overalls without a shirt. There's a trailer in the background with all this debris in their front yard, right? So exactly. So you're implying like the pitchfork is a utility for the working class.
They're
a byproduct of poor health, of poor like health and opportunity to be, you know, to get take care of it. And then the trailer is, you know, most, I would say most, I don't want to say all, But I imagine most people would rather live in a nice neighborhood with a fucking suburb than in a trailer with all that debris. So that is what I think is so compelling about this, is because you're saying the act of calling them trash implies trash. And I also, again, like, I don't even think necessarily there are a lot of people who go, yeah, I'm white trash. Hell yeah. Like, and they fucking light a cat on fire and then they like light a firework. Right. Like, I understand that, but I'm more concerned with what it means when that the term and the way we have articulated that to a group of people that is socioeconomically specific is that then inherited to generations of kids. And, you know, it's a lot of the same thing. Like when white guys are kind of told that they're like, all white guys are evil. And then you have these like, you know, like 10-year-old boys who go like, and then they become awkward and they don't know what to do, right?
Hard to process when you're young and inheriting that.
Exactly. And so I think that the inheriting of the language is what I think is very complicated, where instead of saying like, that's trashy behavior, we go, that person is white trash. And then, or that person is trash. And then when you apply that, then all of a sudden you're kind of, you're starting to get the byproducts of years of internalized abuse. It's kind of frustrating. So,
you know what reminds me of that? Yesterday I was watching a lot of a television program called Swamp Murders. Wonderful show.
Yesterday specifically you were watching.
The first time I saw it, I think I also saw every episode ever made yesterday. It's a great show, but it takes place more in the South, like in Louisiana and Alabama and in swamps. So, which you may have guessed.
Right.
So like, it's an interesting thing that they talk about too, is a lot of the common storylines in these murders is about people who kind of fall into that same pattern of generational poverty and basically growing up in that cycle of like, you know, like white trash, poverty, and it's hard. I mean, it's hard to get out of that. And especially if that's a term that you hear.
Exactly.
Yourself referred to as, it's gotta be hard.
And I think that's the problem. It's like, if you're constantly told that you are trash, and even if it's in jest, that's what's so complicated about the term. Like if you were called, you know, like white dongles, right? Mm-hmm. That there's no dongle doesn't really mean anything. No. So even if over time people go, yeah, white dongle means that you're a bad person.
Yeah. That's
very different than like, oh, hey, like, can you take out the trash? Oh, like all this bullshit on my desk, can you just throw it away in the trash? Right. Like we're constantly using and reinforcing the purpose of that term to the point where it's hard for us to not associate it with.
Yeah. It's almost thing, right? Under discussed amongst like the, not to split it between right and left, but it's almost under discussed amongst the people who use it the most, which are like maybe people who talk about themselves in those terms in jest, which is like you say those things in, you know, joking and whatever, like white trash pride and stuff like that. But like maybe deep down, like those things are actually doing some harm when you tell
exactly
things, you know.
Exactly. That's my big point ultimately. Sorry, Frida, cut you off. What was that?
I was gonna say, yeah, there tends to be maybe some pride about it, but I don't know. I think the pride, they've like switched it to redneck. Maybe they call themselves redneck. That's like the proud way to say it. But like white trash still feels derogatory. Yeah. I was gonna say, so there's this, I saw this article about this disease called hookworm, which is popular in sort of southern poor regions.
Yep.
And it's a bacteria that sort of enters your body through your skin and feet. And a lot of kids get it because they don't wear shoes and they're playing around like areas with raw sewage. Maybe like the plumbing's not as good in these areas. The disease comes in, it like attaches, it's like a parasite, but it creates this lethargic sort of lazy attitude because your body's essentially being like eaten from the inside. But it was popularized in the South, like in the 1800s, and then it kind of got eradicated, but now it's come back. But people were literally lazier, slower talking, that like traditional white trash redneck draw that like people maybe from the Northeast would consider like people from the South. But it was from a parasite that is pop. And there's an article here that I can send you guys.
Send it over.
or you can just look up cookworm in the South or
here.
But I think what's interesting about this is like it could be derivative of something else that's more than culture. But one thing, you know, if you're being eaten alive by a hookworm,
man, what a fascinating idea.
Then you physically can't maybe work and do as much or think as quickly as the rest of the people who aren't. It's like the college kids not on Adderall, you know? And like the whole South wasn't on Adderall. Now like the North was.
Yeah. It's like,
and you're seeing this sort of like different population emerge, which almost creates the culture that we look down upon them for. And it's this is just an article, but it's this is a different one you're reading. So, man, that could be.
I mean, that
leads to Banjo Boy, like all that shit. Yeah, right?
All this like idea that it means that you're less intelligent or like all these things that has nothing to do with that.
Well, you technically are, you know, because you're infected with the disease, like your body's struggling to stay
healthy and like. Wow.
And you know, the other really interesting
because of a poverty, because you're, you know, with no shoes, no plumbing.
Wow.
So it's like,
so another part of this that I thought was really interesting that was brought up that I think is kind of, it's a little less related to the disease part, but I think in terms of the complication of the word and the perception and kind of the way we have processed this over time, evidently, the term white trash actually came from black slaves to describe white poor people as a way to say we are not as like they hated white poor people for some reason. And so this was something. So the expression
you might have just saved the term there. That might make it okay now.
Yeah. Well, it was interesting because the reason is part of what makes it interesting is a lot of people were saying because it's white trash and not just trash or whatever, it makes it less like you're saying, yeah, these people are white trash, but they're not as bad as black people. And then it was in the same kind of breath, they were saying, well, the black people actually invented that term. So the terminology, this is from Wikipedia, which, you know, say what you will, it is a source. I'm not saying it's a great source, but the expression white trash probably originated in the slang used by African-American slaves, although its current widespread usage is due to it being picked up by upper and middle class whites as a way of denigrating poor whites who are different from normal whites, right? So so it came from the slaves, and I think the way, so classic study, da, 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 there's a conjures the images of trailer parks. I mean, where is there's a term, I gotta figure out where exactly it came from. Harriet Beecher Stowe also described white trash. And so the way that they talked about it, so crouched on a pile of dirty straw sat a miserable, haggard woman with large, wild eyes, sunken cheeks, disheveled, matted hair, and long, lean hands like a bird's claw. At her skinny breast, an emaciated infant was hanging, pushing with its little skeleton hands as if to force nourishment which nature no longer gave. And two scared-looking children with features wasted and pinched blue with famine were clinging to her gown. The whole group huddled together, drawing as far away as possible from the newcomer, looking up with large frightened eyes like wild animals. So this is the way she describes these white trash people. And all of that, again, is hookworm. It's malnourishment, right? It's poverty, right? And so
the grapes of wrath.
Yeah, the grapes of wrath. And like, so all of these things are really, really interesting. And I think that the way, let me see if I can find the issues of term. I'm going to find the where it actually came from, because I think that let's see if so there's somebody
You're looking, I was just going to say I feel like the word white in the word white trash is lately has made it okay to use because it's specifically about white people, which we feel like we have more there's more leeway to sort of ridicule that race than any other race because of their, I guess, success in society. So right. Like the word white actually keeps it perpetuating in a way than if it was another minority.
Yeah, and also I think that this was another thing that people brought up, which I categorically disagree with, where people were like, you can't oppress the oppressors. And I was just like, no, dude, like it's not, you can oppress the oppressors. Just because somebody is white does not make them ineligible to be, like these people, in the way that people are talking about them, are different from white people. White people go, they are not white people. They are trash. Right. They are not this kind of white people, right? So they don't view them as part of this like kind of tribal perspective on how like oppression works.
Right.
And I also don't think they're viewing them through the lens of like, they're not, they're like, at least they're better than black people. I think they're going like, no, they are worse than or like, equal to black people from that perspective.
As a country, and like, I feel like it's because the like racism is obviously like the United States, one of the United States' like biggest social issues and problems. But like that, you can't ignore class as an issue, like especially nowadays.
Totally. Yeah, I almost think that is the worst problem. Is it like that's why the whiteness of this conversation was, I think, really distracting to me, is because it was taking away from the big issue. I think people were going like, yeah, but like that means that there are probably, I'm like, but you saying that this is a race issue is taking away from the real issue, which is class.
Yeah.
And that is, I think, what the grand tragedy of the term is because you're looking at it and you're going like, yeah, well, you can't oppress the oppressor. And right. I go, you saying that is saying like, it doesn't matter if they don't get healthcare.
Yeah. And instead
of matter if they're,
it's like multi-layered, it's so complex. Like it's,
that's also saying all white people are, together, organized, and on the same page, and everyone else is. It's like the people are just not that tribal or like, I don't, that dude who's white trash in Appalachia is not oppressing anybody except for maybe his kids,
right?
Not giving them chocolate for dinner, you know what I mean?
Sure.
You oppress him, daddy.
Sounds like
my kids, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So I'm wondering, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out where this term, I saw it and I was like, I remember seeing, I have to figure out where it was from, but I'm almost positive it came from black slaves. And I'm trying to, yeah, there we go. So here we go. So I'm reading the personal memoirs of a Ulysses S. Grant written in 1885 and came across a passage describing poor white Southerners who had no property or slaves who were nevertheless coerced or cajoled into supporting the rebellion as white trash. The great bulk of the legal voters of the South were men who owned slaves or owned no slaves. Their homes were generally in the hills and the poor country. Their facilities for educating their children, even in the point of reading and writing, were very limited. Their interest in the content was very meager. And what there was, if they had been capable of seeing it, was the North. They too needed emancipation. Fascinating. Under the old regime, they were looked down upon by those who controlled all the affairs of the interest poor owners as poor white trash who were allowed the ballot so long as they cast according to direction. So this is exactly how it is now, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Like people go, yeah, you are valid as long as you're with us.
Yeah.
You are as bad as anyone, right?
Yeah. And
so, you know, this is really, I mean, it's really, really interesting the way that we talk about, the way we talk about these people, right? I mean,
yeah. And you know what I like, really enjoy about Change My View is like you, with a topic like this, it's the directive is for the commenters to go and change the OP's view. And oftentimes though, I feel like through the discussion, like you can get through to commenters too. Like, I feel like oftentimes it's almost like everyone's views kind of moderate out through these discussions. Like you both see each other's point of view and understand like where it comes from and that there are valid points to what you guys are talking about. You know, everything's like, especially in this country, I feel like everything is so black and white and like, it's either this or this. And it's like this subreddit's so good about like, I don't know.
It opening. Introduces the nuances and allows for you to go in depth about it, right?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, everything is extremely nuanced.
Right.
Oh, someone knocking on my door.
So Fanny, this is evidently where that term came from. This was a quote I was trying to find. Fanny Kemble, which now is no longer here for some reason. But so Fanny Kemble, so the slaves themselves entertain the very highest contempt for white servants whom they designate as poor white trash. So that was the one where I was just like, oh, weird. Because some people are saying the term white trash is actually used to say you're not as bad as black people. But then the term actually originated evidently from black slaves to differentiate themselves from poor white people.
Yeah.
Well, also that's obvious because they physically have a different color, but this is interesting. Like maybe, and I'm definitely just speculating here, but maybe within the black slave community, there was, I'm just thinking if it were me, like if I was going to be a slave,
right.
You were a slave and I was a slave. We're all slaves. But I was with like the white trashiest family and you were with like a really fancy, well-to-do family. You'd be a slightly better slave than me. I wonder if there was a hierarchy of slave based on how much money their owners had, which is like really weird and dark and fucked up. But
right.
If you're being owned by a poor person, that means you're even less of a human. Versus right. somebody who's owned by like an extremely wealthy person.
Yeah.
Totally.
It's all, but I wonder if they're using that terminology to like delineate where they fall in their own hierarchy somehow. Because right. I'm sure it would be frustrating to be owned by the dumbest white person. Be like, God right. damn it. I'm owned by that guy. Fucking yeah. Jim over there.
I'd be like, fuck this shit.
Fuck right. this shit. Yeah.
And so this is so kind of a little bit of what you're saying too, which is, you know, the term white, I found this randomly on a UNC, University of North Carolina blog, but the term white trash came into use before the Civil War when Fanny Kemble, who's an English actress, visited a Georgia plantation and reported that the slaves themselves entertained the highest contempt for white servants whom they designate as poor white trash. The term was also used at the time in Washington, D.C. area where blacks and Irish immigrants competed viciously for the same lowly job. So this is a competition for the lowest rung, right?
Oh, so they were calling white slaves white trash.
Yes. So black people were calling white slaves white trash.
That's interesting because there were white slaves that nobody talks about too, like the Irish were like owned.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's interesting. They were trying to like – take them down a peg.
Exactly. And so that's Whoa. What's really interesting in this argument in the Change My View is some people are saying that term is used for white people to say, yeah, but you're not as bad as blacks. But then other people, the reality is that the term was invented for black people to say, yeah, but we're not as bad as them. Right.
Yeah.
What ended up happening is it's this group of people that what I actually think that like this was kind of an epiphany for me through going through this. And it's not a Change My View thing. It's actually just kind of like, holy shit, is this reminds me of the Indian Dalit people, like D-A-L-I-T, which are the untouchable class.
Untouchables. Right? Yes. Yeah.
So the Dalit.
I don't know anything about them. What's going on?
So that's the Dalits. India
as a country, the caste system is so fucked.
Exactly. And so there's a very overt caste system in India where the caste that you are kind of born into, it's very hard to move up from that period. It's just like the way it's sorted. And there's a caste at the very
British
bottom.
British style, yeah?
The British style, yeah, exactly. So the Dalit people is a term used for people belonging to the caste in India who have been subjected to untouchability. Dalits were excluded from the fourfold Varna system of Hinduism and were seen as the forming of a fifth Varna, also known by the name the Panchama. Dalits now profess curious religious beliefs, including Hinduism, whatever. So anyway, so they are the lowest tier of the Indian caste system. And part of what makes it so interesting is, you know, we know them as untouchable class, but the term Dalit means scattered or broken in Sanskrit. So in the same way that we go white trash and we go, the trash is the name, right? Yeah. And then we go, damn, Dalits they are told scattered and broken. Like broken is in the, that is what they are called.
Wow.
So you will also inherit that implied meaning throughout your life that makes it hard for you to transcend that definition by your own, by the prescription. So, and this was, nobody really brought this up. This was just something as like people were talking about it, and especially when people were like, the black slaves invented it to talk about white people who they hated as like their competition essentially. And then the white people use it to say, well, we're white, but we're not white like those fucking scumbags, right? So it becomes this group of people that like nobody wants to associate themselves with. So it makes sense that we call them trash.
Yeah, that's so, really interesting. And you know, this is like another thing that's so interesting in Indian culture is like this caste system is such a foundation for a lot of the other social issues that come up there, like sexism, right. And like the rape problem they have. Everybody's always like, it's like, why is the Indian country like so sexist? And it's like sexism is happening because of the caste system and because they view the Dalit people as not even human. So you're dehumanizing an entire group of people in your society. Like sexual violence is going to go up, as is every other kind of, you know, violence. So
America's starting to sound pretty good, guys. I'm not going to lie.
I'm not going to India if I'm trying to get a second.
They got a rape problem? Excuse me?
They got a rape problem.
Jeez Louises.
A big one.
So this is the other thing about, I haven't actually searched.
But yes, that makes sense, Dog Boobs. Like the.
Yeah, right?
If there's a separate class of people that's beneath you, it's easy to commit whatever crimes.
Yeah, it's not like they as people are just more violent. It's
because, and we've seen the million, what's the movie I'm thinking of? The kid who wins the competition, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Oh, Slumdog Millionaire?
That's right. And, you know, those guys like are taking these kids and just turning them into slaves and like burning their eyeballs out. And you're like, who could do that?
Yeah.
To anybody. And you're like, well, if it was, you know, I kill mice.
Yeah.
Like if they see these people as mice or something, it's like.
Totally.
Ugh, it's been raised
to be like, oh, that's not a person, honey. Don't worry.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's
a rat. I'm not killing mice anymore. I'll tell you that much. All mice are welcome in my house. Come on in. We've had a mouse in our house and it eats avocados.
Really?
Is that true? Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, I've just been battling this thing. I don't know where it is. It's a whole.
What an absolute privileged, like a little privileged mouse.
He walks past all the other cheaper foods and he goes straight for the avocado.
Straight for the Haas avocados.
$2.
I'm trying to figure out where, I don't know how to find it, but there's technically a way to view all the deltas that were given to my post. I'm not seeing, there's no obvious way for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe I didn't give any deltas, but they're supposed to be. So maybe we can post the deltas on our Reddit, maybe.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, so I know that we're kind of closing out on this one. I mean, the other things I noticed about this, of course, is like, you know, like the main thing is that it introduces so many different versions, right? I mean, there's so many different versions of this concept and the way people are talking about it. And, you know, there's a lot of powerful discussion happening. And, you know, as I was reading through other points, I would see different perspectives. And, you know, like I said, I think the white thing was a bit of a false flag, unfortunately. I think the way a lot of people were talking about it through the lens of whiteness and not about the trash, which I think was I was most interested in. But, you know, another thing that I really liked about this is there were also, it's very clear that there are people that there are very smart people here, a lot of like academic types that were using academia for part of their references. But then I also had a woman, I believe it was a woman, who hit me up on who DM'd me and was just like, hey, I saw your post. So there's this professor who gave me nudes and I can show them if you guys want. No, there was this professor or at least somebody who was in the academic space hit me up on the side and was just like, hey, listen, like if you're interested in this topic, here are some books or here's like a professor who's like focuses on this. And so
it does open up a huge part of it. Yeah. It's like an American history wormhole thread, which is specific to America.
Totally. And I, it was just a very powerful conversation that I think was, I just thought was really helpful in terms of like me understanding a little bit some of the context. I think a lot of people, you know, another actually an interesting thing is there are a couple people that would be like, hey, I know this is probably not the point of this sub, but I just want to say I agree with this. And then they would give their reason. And then some of them said that and then their comment got deleted because it was like, I appreciate it, but like, that's not the rule. That's not the thing that you're supposed to do here. The thing you're supposed to do here is you actually are supposed to introduce the contradictory perspective so that people can broaden their view, right?
Yeah.
Which is really nice. And then, you know, there were a couple rude people whose comments got deleted because they were like, you know, like really kind of hostile and were just, you know, because that was the other thing is like, I was like, I'm not defending white people. This isn't about me saying white people. This isn't like an all lives matter thing. Like, that's not the point. That's not what I'm saying. I don't believe in that. What I'm saying is this is a complicated term that we use to describe people socioeconomically. Mm-hmm. And I think we are not thinking about how damaging it may actually be, you know?
Yeah.
And then a lot of people were just like, dude, you're fucking like white apologist. I'm just like, no, like it's not. Yeah.
A literal like mouse trap for reactive people. You know,
totally.
You can't participate in this subreddit if you're reactive like that.
I don't like white trash because I don't think it's that original. I think it's kind of like basic. It's like you could come up with something funnier.
Yep.
To sort of like make this is sort of my offense to it. I'm like, you could do better.
Call them truck nuts.
I'm like, it's a little lazy. Yeah, call them truck nut or something.
Truck nut is a pretty good.
Look at that truck nut over there. That's like, I'd be like, yeah, that was a good one. That's like, I appreciate your creativity. And I like that about you. If you just said, like, look at that white trash, I'd be like, that's just like rude. Like,
yeah,
you're like, hey, you can do better than that. Come on.
Yeah, why
come
so on, lazy?
Really think about
come
what
on.
They are. Think about what their thing is.
It's the laziness of the joke, which is what I don't appreciate.
Yeah. Unoriginal and mean.
Yeah. And I think also like trying to cast a large, I don't want to cast a group of people into like one stereotype, but I think maybe my workaround is like, just say trashy. Like if someone's doing something, like if someone's trying to sell puppies that they just stole, you could be like, that's trashy.
It's trash.
Like, right. I don't know if you need to add white trash. That like makes it feel like it's like a cultural thing or a race.
Well, that is exactly. I mean, you just said.
But that to exactly me is like point, what right? I sort of bounce on. I'm too. But those two things at the end of the day.
True.
Yeah. It's really interesting. It's like a really interesting topic that I think I knew was interesting, obviously going into it. But you know, it is. It really the way that people have responded has been really, you know, a powerful way to understand the way that people are talking about things on this subreddit. So right now my post is the sixth top from this past week in Change My View. The other ones right now, which I think are also very interesting. And some of them, by the way, this is another thing I've noticed, which I thought was pretty captivating. There's one thing to have a popular post because it is, it creates a lot of debate. Like I think mine was like a very, there's a lot of complication to it that I think really got people moving, but then there's a whole different thing where people just agree with it. So they'll upload it. Right. So, you know, for instance, like the top one right now is getting your driver's license at 16 should not leave you set for the next, or wait, getting your driver's license at 16 should not leave you set for the next 60 or 80 years. They worded that wrong, but basically what they're saying is like, if you get your driver's license at 16, that doesn't mean you always have your driver's license.
I think don't you have to re-up it every?
Yeah, you have to get it renewed, but you don't have to take another driver's behind the wheel driver test in 80, right?
Yeah. And so this one has 14,300 upvotes, but only 651 comments. So I think most people are just like, hell yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Instead of it being like, oh, complicated. Let's have a conversation.
Right.
But now, the next one below that is CMV, the My Body, My Choice slogan for pro-choice advocates does not benefit their position because opponents of it do not believe it's just a woman's body, but that's also it's also a child's life. So
I
agree. But that one has 3,454 comments.
Oh,
so
wow.
So that introduced a whole different conversation, yeah. You know?
I feel like the only slogan you need is forced pregnancy is unethical.
Yeah. Right? Well, that's what is so powerful about what you just said is like, that's the same thing I'm doing with the white trash thing. It's like, all I'm saying is our usage of terminology that is commonplace changes the way we interpret the slogan because of our shared cultural values in the words that we're using to articulate it. Same thing with Black Lives Matter. Same thing with like Me Too, whatever. Like there's a bunch of references that you go Black Lives Matter and people go, wait a second, all lives matter. And then people go, you're fucking racist. And people just go, like, what do you mean? I'm just saying like, and that is about people's misunderstanding of the usage of shared language and the way that we use shared language to define our systems, even if the language
everyone's fucking changing really language every 10 minutes nowadays. Everyone's exactly. like changing the rules and no one knows what's exactly. going on. And the old people know one thing and some people say Oriental exactly. and some people just like
some people say Oriental.
I mean, the rules are constantly shifting. And especially right. lately, where you're like, I don't know what the fuck's what.
That one's officially right. out.
That just one is clearly out.
Right.
Yes, I understand. But.
But I hear you. It is all right. changing. And I feel like.
And so it's really easy to slip up and say something you didn't know was on the offensive list. And then people go, gotcha.
Yeah.
You're racist. I'm going to take away your house.
That's
and you're like, what?
My view is like, as a society, we need to be more gentle and forgiving with not forgiving, maybe gentle is the wrong word, but get more in the habit of reacting to people using offensive terminology the first time in a way that's like, that's offensive. The right terminology is this,
right?
Without attacking right. someone, because you're just setting someone up for defensive behavior then. And totally. it's just going to go nowhere. So it's like when you use someone's incorrect pronouns, you hope that somebody just corrects you and isn't like,
right.
fuck you, you know? Yeah. Like,
yeah, you understand the cultural narrative that they have built their life around yeah. that then makes it difficult for them to switch on a dime. And again, like, you know, if somebody goes like, I don't want to use your correct pronouns, then like they're just being a dickhead, right? But if they go, I'm sorry, I meant she, and you go, fuck you, I cannot believe, or if they call you, you know, you call you Jared when your new name is, you know, Jennifer,
yeah.
and your dead name is Jared, and people go, I cannot believe you use your name. I'm like, I have built my story around the way that we discuss who you used to be, and now I'm asked to change it, and I don't have that dexterity. It's very complicated. I mean, it's a really interesting thing. But anyway, we have to close this one out. I know I hate to end this powerful conversation, but I have to watch soccer, to be honest.
So, watch soccer. The Peloton's yeah. there.
The Peloton's here. I'm going to go buy a bunch of fucking rugs because I'm super yeah. wealthy on karma still. So there's a bunch of,
hey,
you know,
rugs. How much spandex have you invested in lately? Because I feel like you can't Peloton without being That's slick true. And aerodynamic. What are you going to wear? Just That's fucking true. Black denim on that
aerodynamic
thing?
On the... on my stationary bike.
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah I'm going to wear, actually, I have some new jeans
and wear. A hoodie
yeah.
on that.
Yeah, exactly.
Some boots.
That's
yeah, exactly. I have some Doc Martens and some jeans.
Can you please join yeah. your first Peloton class as like just a gutter punk, just straight up?
Wearing a leather jacket. Yeah. I love that idea. All right.
All right.
Well, this has been very interesting. Changed my view is, you know, I don't think we're going to do this again next week. This is very powerful though. And, you know, if you want to use, we will cross post my post in our subreddit so that people can follow the conversation. And if we want to like engage in it, we can any more than that. But otherwise.
It'd be cool to see the presidents post their positions on here without saying who it came from.
That'd be
just like. Like anonymous, you know, like just the idea and then let people right. discuss it without seeing the picture of who said it. Cause I feel yeah. like people are just so reactive.
That
and it's
would
just
be...
like, yeah, that idea is actually kind of nice. And then people be like, you're like, I just agreed with Trump, but
I just agreed
Trump.
With Jill Stein.
Yeah.
Holy
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. I mean, it might get people thinking in terms of like ideas versus politics or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, the ideas versus politics, I think, is very important. But anyway, all right, so this is Did You Reddit, a weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm a dog of boobs.
My Friday.
My Friday. We'll be back next week.
Italian flavor.
I don't know what we're going to do next week. I don't think we've really discussed it, but
we'll have something planned, though. We'll have
something up our sleeve. And then, yeah, like, subscribe, tell your friends, follow us on all of our respective socials, you know.
You can subscribe below.
Listen to the Melted Bodies record. Yeah. All right. See you next time.
Bye.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.